From the swift thief to the tyrant lizard king, all dinosaur names mean something. And today's episode, we are talking about dinosaur names and their meanings.
It's Dinomania time. It's Dinomania time. With Ranger Chris and all his dinos.
Welcome back to Dinomania Prehistoric Pod with me, your host, Ranger Chris. And you know what? This week, I'm all on my own here in Dinomania headquarters. And wow, what a few busy couple of weeks over Easter we've had. Now, I haven't got any of the other Rangers with me today, unfortunately, but that doesn't mean I can't make a podcast with you guys. So I thought I'd jump on and talk dinosaur names, because I find dinosaur names quite intriguing, actually, and lots of them are quite hard to say. So I thought to myself, I'm going to make a little podcast trying to explain the names behind the actual dinosaur name. And sometimes the dinosaur names are kind of named after places that they were found, people who found them. Maybe they're named after certain adaptations or the way the dinosaur looked, okay? So there are lots of different meanings. And today we're going to go through a few of the more common ones and some more peculiar ones. And we're going to get to know a lot more about those dinosaurs. So the first dinosaur meaning we're actually going to delve into today is actually the word dinosaur itself. So what does the word dinosaur mean? Well, it actually means terrible lizard, okay? And it was coined by Sir Richard Owen. Now, Sir Richard Owen sort of came up with the Natural History Museum in London. So he was the founder of that amazing place. And the word dinosaur was coined in the 19th century by him. And he came up with this name, Terrible Lizard. So let's break it up a little bit. Dino, or dinos, and then saurus, saw. Okay, so let's talk dino, meaning terrible, and then saurus, meaning lizard. And that's kind of where we get it from. So were they terrible lizards? Well, some of them certainly were, because obviously they were a clade of reptiles. But were they all terrible? I reckon some of them were being quite cute and sweet, actually. They were such a diverse sort of species that I think there would have been some nice ones. But I also know for a fact there were some terrifying ones. So that's kind of where the name dinosaur appeared from. Okay, so now that we know where the word dinosaur came from, let's delve into some dinosaur names, okay? Now, the first dinosaur I'm going to talk about is probably the most famous of them all, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now, lots of dinosaur names are made up of Latin and Greek, okay? And Tyrannosaurus Rex is just that. So, for instance, let's break it up a little bit, because it actually means the tyrant lizard king. And this is kind of where they got the name, the king of the dinosaurs, from. That word rex at the end, that's the bit that translates into king, okay? And of course, you can hear saurus again in there, okay? Again, lizard. So when you start learning lots of different things about these dinosaur meanings, you can actually start putting things together. And the more you learn, every time someone says a dinosaur name to you, you can kind of work out what it means. It takes a lot of practice, of course. So let's get back to the Tyrannosaurus Rex, otherwise known as the T-Rex. Tyrannosaurus, tyrant lizard. Tyrant meaning kind of like a bully, of course, and lizard. Everyone thought that these were huge, gigantic lizards. So it was the king of the dinosaurs for that reason. An amazing dinosaur, okay? And of course, so now that we know saurus, lizard, now loads of dinosaur names end with saurus, don't they? Just have a think in your head now. How many dinosaur names actually end with saurus? There are loads of them, okay? So let's look at some, like Apatosaurus, for instance. Okay, now the Apatosaurus is a long-necked giant dinosaur, okay? So we already know that if we split it up, so let's look at Apato and then saurus. So this must mean something lizard. Now, Apato means deceptive, believe it or not. So this one was coined the deceptive lizard. And again, this is from the Greek or Latin thing. And let's look at another one, another long neck, Brachiosaurus. Now, the Brachiosaurus actually means arm lizard. And why does it mean arm lizard? Well, even though they have those gigantic legs, it's front arms as such, which of course are his front legs, are super, super big, much bigger than the back leg, okay? So they kind of got the name from that. So the Brachiosaurus is actually named after the way it looks, in a way, or the way those front arms are much longer than those back legs. So you can kind of see the way things work. Now, there's a very famous dinosaur called Triceratops, okay? Now, of course, this one doesn't end with saurus like some of the others. It ends with the word tops, okay? And triceratops. So we like to split it up. We're going to split this one up into three words. Triceratops. And the word actually kind of means the way it looks. The three-horned face. Tops meaning face. Tri meaning three. And cera meaning horned. So this one is the three-horned face of Triceratops. And of course, this one's definitely named after the way it looks because it has those three distinctive horns on its head. So when they came up with the dinosaur name, they actually thought, we're going to give it the name that it deserves. It's got these three amazing horns on its face. So it is the three-horned face. And that's a nice, easy one for children to remember as well, because tri is quite clearly the three part there. So, as you can see, lots of them are named after the way they look. So let's look at a few others. Okay, now there's another one. Now this one's pretty well known. It's called the Stegosaurus. That's right, Stegosaurus. Now, remember, from earlier on, we mentioned the word saurus, meaning lizard. So we already know it's the something lizard. So what could stego mean? Well, let me explain a little bit about this dinosaur. You may know the stegosaurus, for having those plates on their back. Now, those plates on their back are sort of upright, okay? And when this dinosaur was first found, those plates were sort of crushed down flat on top of each other. Okay, and they were kind of overlapping slightly. So the person who found them thought they look a bit like roof tiles. So actually, this word stego means roof. So Stegosaurus is the roof lizard. I know. So they kind of named that one again. It'd be much cooler if it was called the plate lizard, for instance, wouldn't it? But this one, well, would it be cooler? I don't know. I quite like Stegosaurus, actually. Now, we're hurtling through quite a few of the more well-known dinosaurs here, okay? And another well-known dinosaur is Velociraptor. Yeah, Velociraptor. There's loads of different raptors. Utah Raptor, Velociraptor. Okay, just to name a couple. Now, Velocer means like velocity, speed, swift, fast. And that's exactly what it means. It means rapid or swift or fast, okay? Now, these things can be interpreted however you want, but I always like to call them the speedy thief because the word raptor actually means thief. So when we look at this one's definitely named after how agile and how speedy. So Velociraptor, an amazing one, right? Now, we know what raptor means now. It means the thief or raider, sometimes other people have called it. So let's look at Utah Raptor. Now, if you live in the United States of America, you know the state of Utah. And that's exactly where this dinosaur was found, in Utah in North America. So it was named after the state it was found. So of course, the Utah Raptor or the Utah Thief was from that region of North America, which again, this is quite usual when it comes to dinosaur names and their meanings, okay? It actually happens quite a lot with regards to provinces that they have found, lots of them in China as well at the moment, okay? So there are quite a lot of places named after, or dinosaurs named after places, I should say. So there you go. There's a few of the more commonly known dinosaurs and their meanings. We're going to crack on with a few more very, very soon. Do you want to learn more about dinosaurs and prehistoric life? Then download Dinomania Prehistoric Planet, the app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play completely free of charge. So when it comes to dinosaur meanings, there is an easier way to find out lots of their meanings. In fact, you just heard the advert there. It is our Dinomania Prehistoric Planet application. It's available on the App Store and on Google Play. Now, it is pretty cool because you can look around the world map and you can find out what creatures, not just dinosaurs, there's pterosaurs, marine reptiles and mammals, lots of others as well, and insects. Now, all dating back millions of years, all the way up to sort of where the woolly mammoth and things came around as well. So we've got lots and lots of creatures on there. Now, there are lots of ways to find out exactly what dinosaurs mean on there. All you got to do is look for your favorite creature. For instance, let me just scroll through. I'm looking through it right now. And I'm going to go to one of my favorite dinosaurs called the Carnotaurus. Now, what does the word Carnotaurus mean? Well, it actually tells you in the app on the information section. Okay, it means the meat-eating bull. How cool is that? Carno, meaning meat eater, okay? And Taurus actually meaning bull. So it's the meat-eating bull. It is an absolutely amazing dinosaur. So why did it get that name? Well, I'm assuming the bull came from the horns on top of the head, okay? And of course, it eats meat. It is a carnivorous dinosaur. So it is the meat-eating bull. This dinosaur was found close to Argentina and was pretty cool. It was quite a fast carnivorous theropod. Anyway. Let's look at some more, and I'm going to use my application as well, just to help me. So let's look at another amazing named dinosaur, okay? Now, this is another ceratopsian. Ceratopsians are the horned dinosaurs, of course, and this one's called Diabloceratops. Diabloceratops. Now, we already know that ceratops, when we discussed it a little bit earlier, when we talked about the triceratops, it means horned face. But what does Diablo mean? Well, it actually means the devil. The devil horned face. Now, that is a pretty cool name. It's actually in reference to the two large curved horns on its neck frill that resemble devil horns. So again, this one you can see was named specifically after the way it looks. Okay, so of course the ceratopsians have horns. So lots of them are called ceratops, for instance, because the horns are located on the face. So you can kind of see the way we're going here and how dinosaurs are named. Well, another common thing you hear sometimes in the dinosaur names is the word don. Okay, you may have heard of a dinosaur called Iguanodon. There's also a pterosaur called Dimorphodon, okay? Just to name a few. There's also a synapsid called Dimetrodon, okay? Now, the don part actually means tooth. Okay, so let's start with, for instance, Dimorphodon. Now, Dimorphodon was a pterosaur. So it's not actually a dinosaur, it's a flying reptile. And the word Dimorphodon actually means to form teeth. Okay, and it gets its name again because of all of its peculiar teeth. It's got very, if you ever look at a Dimorphodon, you can actually check it out on the app, as I said earlier. You can see that its teeth are very peculiar indeed, which means that it sounds like it had two forms of teeth, actually, hence the name Dimorphodon. Now, Iguanodon, so don again, tooth, but what does iguana mean? Well, it's very simple, this one. It means iguana tooth. And that's because the first ever, I shouldn't say the first ever fossil, but one of the fossils that they found was a huge tooth. And the person who found it actually thought it looked similar to an iguana's tooth, just really, really multiple in size. Okay, so they thought it was a huge iguana. So they called it the iguana tooth. And that's exactly what the Iguanodon means, iguana tooth. So I find it really, really interesting when you start learning lots of these amazing dinosaur names. Another good one, for instance, we've already heard the word Rex when it comes to the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And can anyone remember what the word Rex means? I'm going to give it a second. In fact, I'm going to put on a short advert and then we're going to remember what that word Rex means. So here it goes. Did you know we're actually on YouTube? That's right, we've got 1.5 million subscribers on our YouTube channel, and we want you guys to head over there and subscribe today. Our videos range from adventure videos with myself and Ranger Andy to lots of educational videos talking about fossils and so much more. So head over to YouTube and subscribe to Dinomania today. Welcome back. Right then, what does the word Rex mean, I asked you? Well, actually, it means the word king. Hence the tyrant lizard king himself, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now, there are other dinosaurs that end with Rex. Okay, now there is one called Draco Rex. And the full name is Draco Rex Hogwartsia. This one was actually featured in one of our other podcasts a little bit further back. So if you want to head back and look through some of them, you're quite welcome. But the word Draco Rex means the Dragon King. Draco meaning dragon. Because it actually has very cool dragon-like features on its skull. It's got sort of two horns that protrude backwards, making it look very dragon-like. So that's where it kind of gets the name, the amazing Draco Rex, Dragon King. And the full name, of course, is the Draco Rex Hogwartsia, the Dragon King of Hogwarts. Right then, let's look at a few others just before we finish off, because there's so many. Do you know what? With around 1,500 different species of dinosaur, we could go all day, couldn't we? But obviously we can't. I can't just sit here all day. In fact, I could actually one day just sit here just chatting. But you know what? Let's look at another one. Now, let me just grab my app. I'm literally going to swipe through and I am going to just literally... Do you know, here's an interesting one actually. Irritator. What does the word irritator mean? Now, irritator, for those who don't know, is a spinosaurid, okay? Found close to Brazil. Now, this dinosaur actually was named because of a very peculiar reason. And I'm going to finish the podcast on this story, okay? The irritator means one that irritates. So was it annoying? Well, it was for the scientists or the paleontologists that had to get this one ready because... What happened was, I believe it was a farmer or some sort of, found this skull, okay? And they realized that, do you know what, there's quite a lot of money to be made from selling skulls. If you find one, you know, wow. So he actually sold it to one of the museums close to Brazil. Now, he thought to himself, the bigger the better. You know, if it's a bigger skull, I'm going to get more money. So they used car filler to enhance the size of the fossil, okay? And then they sold it. They actually fell for it, believe it or not. And then the scientists realized after, and it took them so long to get all this car filler off that they called it the irritator, one that irritates. Now, that's a very cool story, isn't it? So you can see there's so many different ways that dinosaurs are named. Okay, I'm just going to literally carry on talking of a few others. Here, look, Izisanqui, the cold bone. The Izisanqui was found in Greenland, which means it's kind of named after there, the cold bone, okay? Then you've got, let me just literally scroll for another one, Mastodon. Don, what is Mastodon? Don is tooth, isn't it? Yeah, and it means breast tooth. Mastodon is a huge mammoth, by the way. And then you've got Megatherium. Whoa, you hear therium quite a lot. It means beast, and mega meaning huge or big, so big beast. Megatherium is a huge giant sloth. It's so cool, the prehistoric. Nigersaurus, saurus meaning lizard, we already know that. Niger, after the country it was found. Niger in Africa. So you can see there's so many different ones. Ozraptor, the Australian thief. I said that in the Australian accent. Another cool dinosaur indeed. And then you've got Parasaurolophus. Now this is a hard one actually. I'm going to finish on this one. Parasaurolophus, the near crested lizard. Okay, and you can see the lizard part's actually sort of in it this time, but para, near crested lizard. So this one was a loud dinosaur indeed. Do you know what? It's been amazing. We couldn't get any other guests on, so I thought I'd just come on and do something nice and simple, the dinosaur meaning. So we hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Dinomania Prehistoric Pod with me, Ranger Chris, on his own today. But We're going to be back very soon with some more episodes. And please remember to leave us a review. We love reviews. It helps our channel massively. Head over to YouTube and subscribe. And don't forget to download Prehistoric Planet, the app. So boys and girls, mums and dads, everyone who's listening, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. It's Dinomania time.